and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ancient Greek philosopher Plato said, "Do not train a child to learn by force or harshness, but direct them to it by what amuses their minds, so that you may be better able to discover with accuracy the peculiar bent of the genius of each." When it comes to early childhood development, what's better than talking with someone who works with children in that very same environment, a preschool environment, day in, day out? We have with us someone who loves children and who possesses the expertise to develop programs for them to grow. We pause here at the moment, for a moment at the beginning of our show, just to let you know the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to bring you closer to the Lord, that you would know His love for you, His grace, His arms outreach for you, that the loving Christ who died on the cross for our sins, who shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, He who is buried and rose again on the third day, well, the living Christ calls you to Himself today, as He has our guest. In fact, her name is Lani Julian. She's earned her bachelor's degree in human services, specializing in both early childhood development and avionic technology from Coker College in South Carolina and Wayland Baptist University. She currently serves as the director of Mililani Presbyterian Preschool and is a PATCH trainer for early childhood professional development classes. She's been in the early childhood development field for over 22 years. And as part of the ministry, she is there at Mililani Presbyterian Church. She feels blessed to work in a Christian environment where she can show her staff and families the love and grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lani has also been involved with the homeschool ministry, involved in New Hope's hip-hop dance ministry. She's been married to Bruno for over 20 years and has four children, Jordan, Jameson, Jansen, and Jessica, who God graciously brought to her family when she was 18 days old. And then they adopted her when she was 18 months old. And Lani says they cannot imagine, their family cannot imagine life without dear Jessica. Lani, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Glen Burnie, Maryland, very small town. And my dad was in the military and moved us from Hawaii to Maryland, where he was stationed at Fort Meade. And I went to elementary school, middle school, and high school there.
What was it like growing up in Glenbury, Maryland?
It was a little bit difficult at times because in the 60s and 70s, there was not a lot of mixed marriages. And my dad is white, my mom is Korean. And then it was more of a Catholic or Baptist religion, denominations there. And my mom was raised Buddhist and my dad was raised Jewish, although neither of them were practicing. So it was a little bit difficult being a half-breed, I guess, or hapahale over there.
Yeah. How did you handle that?
I didn't realize there was a difference at the beginning until we had to, when we had to do the census and write if we were white or black. And I was told that I was black, because I was not fully white. And I just handled it by embracing the difference. And I would bring into school our, my culture. I would bring in my lunchbox a little bento box. And then when that was, I was teased for it, I brought in the next day a sandwich. And then the following day, I said, well, Korean's part of my culture, so I stuck kimchi in my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and brought that to school. So I just embraced it, and I shared every show and tell that we had. I brought something from home and shared, whether it was food or clothing or pictures, I shared my culture.
That's a pivotal moment in life.
Yes.
I mean, when you talk about identity, you talk about character, dignity, pride in a healthy way of who you are. How did people respond?
I think they responded well. I had a lot of times in, as I got older, the teachers thought I was Hawaiian because my name is Hawaiian. So they would always call me Pineapple or Sweet Leilani. They never understood that I was part Korean. And as I got older, people started thinking that maybe I was Puerto Rican. And I just, I felt like I was accepted. I didn't feel any problem until I went to school in South Carolina, where there's a little bit more of a division in race and ethnicity and color. And then I felt it again.
So this is in college?
In college.
What happened there?
It was actually a Korean boy who's full Korean that made me feel that division. And I felt the discrimination from him. Not from white people, not from black people, but from Korean.
So now you're not Korean enough.
I wasn't Korean enough.
Right. How did you deal with that?
It was pretty ugly, I think. I didn't deal with it well. I called my dad and was questioning, how come a Korean person is so against me? So he had to explain to me about that there's ignorance everywhere and people are discriminating everywhere. It's just not in our little hometown of Glen Burnie. So when I finally came to Hawaii is when I truly thought, okay, found home, I'm accepted. But then I was a haole.
There are many, everyone's mixed in some way.
Right.
At least that's the feeling you get. I mean, it's true in many respects as well. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I think it was my father. My father influenced me a lot. He always believed in me. He, when it came to religion, because he was brought up Jewish and knew the hatred that people had for that whole religion, that whole race, he embraced anybody that came to the door, if it was a Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Scientologist, and he offered them the time to speak. And bought all their material, and he had a library full of material, and he told me, just, it's personal. You have to decide. It's nothing that I can decide for you. And so he influenced me in that aspect.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, I think I have been my entire life working toward being Christian, didn't know it. I always knew about Jesus. I don't know how I knew. But I always knew, and when I was about 9, 10 years old, the girl across the street from me was a Catholic. And she told me that if I did not know the Lord's Prayer, I was going to go to hell. So I memorized the Lord's Prayer in a day, said it every night before bed, every morning. I had it on paper. I had cheat sheets just so I could remember it. And but I didn't feel welcome in their church. They all had gone to CCD and were always one step I felt ahead of me. So another friend invited me to a Baptist church. And I had gone there and asked to be baptized a few months later. And even though I
How old were you at this time?
10. I was 10. And even though I didn't continue to go to church much after that, except maybe going to Saturday night mass with my friends as we were older, I always knew that there was a God. I knew there was Jesus. And when I went into college, I was introduced to many different denominations in the Christian faith. I went to a charismatic Episcopalian church and was floored about how it wasn't as strict as a Catholic church, where there wasn't as many you didn't genuflect. They yelled out, and I couldn't understand how you know it was your turn to yell out, and how come you weren't speaking over each other. And it is not rude to yell out while the pastor is speaking. I went to Jim Baker's PTL. One of my girlfriends took me there. I just learned a lot about the Christian faith going through college besides taking the classes that were required. And then when I came to Hawaii, I kept backsliding. And no matter what position I was in my life, it seemed like God always put somebody who was really strong in their faith in my life to talk to me, to challenge me. And it was a seed that was constantly being planted. And when I was in the Air Force, one of the commanders used to tell me that you plant the seed and later on you just have to watch it being watered, and you might not be the person that changes someone to Christ. It might be down the road, but you had planted the seed. And so I always remembered him planting the seed or watering the seed that was planted years ago. And I finally came to Christ, fully came to Christ, after I'd been married about 5 years. My husband and I were going through problems. I was in the military. I was going to leave my husband for someone else. And my husband just got down on his hands and knees, and he was a Catholic, and he asked the Lord to come into his life, because being raised Filipino in a Catholic family, you're born Catholic. He didn't practice the religion. He wasn't Catholic in his personal belief. And so he got down his knees and he said the sinner's prayer on his own and prayed and kept asking me to, let's go to a new church, a Christian church, not a Catholic church. And I wouldn't go. I was comfortable being in a Catholic church where I didn't have to really talk to many people. And just one day sitting in that church, we had a new priest come in, and he told us that we weren't plugged in. He said we weren't on fire, that people were leaving the Catholic Church and going to Calvary Chapel, Hope Chapel, New Hope, and it was because they were on fire for the Lord. And he saw that they were on fire, and I just knew that at that moment God was telling me it was okay to switch churches and to really get to know him personally. And since then, I haven't turned back, and that was 1998.
Certainly a moment of crisis, but in that crisis, breakthrough moment spiritually. You're listening to Lonnie Julian. This is the Good Life Hawaii radio program. We're going to take a quick break right now, but as we talk about transformational moments of life, quite often those moments we find ourselves catapulted either out of that or into that moment because of a crisis. Crisis has a way of softening our hearts, allowing us to see things in a different way or from a different perspective. Could it be that God even uses crisis moments? Yeah, moments of being on the verge of a broken relationship, having our hearts broken, having our finances in a teeter-totter situation in our lives. Maybe health. Oh, that's always a big one. Well, it's those crisis moments like Lonnie has experienced where Christ made a difference in her life. We'll talk more when we come back again with Lonnie Julian.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. plus a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Ever heard of the phrase, two ships passing in the night? Ever feel like in a relationship, you are experiencing that or have experienced that? Well, if you have or if you are, my dear friend, you are not alone. And it doesn't always have to be that way. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Our featured guest, Lonnie Julian, is here to share. Oh, I'm so grateful for people when they come to share openly out of their heart, because I know it's going to touch you. It touches someone because of, you know, there's a way of transparency that allows us authenticity. And isn't that what we want? Genuine relationship with God. And often we need to see that, hear that, feel that from someone. Well, Lonnie is here. Find out more about this program, to get the program in its entirety. Maybe you're tuning in right now. And if you are, you want to get this program and it's the whole thing, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click this show. Lonnie Julian, her picture will be there, the entire podcast there. You can read about her and listen to this. And I would say pass it on to a family member or a friend. Thegoodlifehawaii.com. Lonnie, talk to us about your relationship with Bruno in the early years. What was it like?
In the early years, we approached marriage in from two different views. I think he wanted to marry me, or was forced to marry me, maybe out of obligation because I was pregnant. And for me, I got married because that's what I always wanted to do. I always wanted to get married, be a mom, have children. And our relationship was not... We were in a boat paddling different directions. So we were just going in circles. Mm. And when you first get married or when you're first dating someone, you have that romantic storybook love. And that's not what love is. Love is an action. Love is not, it's not just an emotion. You have to put into that relationship. You have to put into love. You have to invest. And I don't think we really did invest anything into our relationship. We were just living day by day, taking our kids to school, working, and coming home and just trying to work around our children. We didn't have anything to talk about if it wasn't our children. And so I tried going to a Catholic church. He was raised Catholic. And before we could redo our vows so that I could become Catholic, we had to do the premarital test. And from that moment, we were already married, and we had to take the test with the priest. I saw that our values were extremely different, but we were already married. And to me, even though we were married and by the justice of peace, we were married. And so I continued on through Catholicism, going through RCIA classes, and trying to really hold on to that tradition because it was his family's tradition. And it really wasn't working. There was no personal relationship with God. We were just going through the motions, both of us. And there was no love. There's no passion. There's no respect anymore. And so I...
So that eroded.
It just eroded. We were not a couple.
How about the differences? You know, your values, his values. Describe that for us.
We were very different. They say opposites attract. Well, it's true. He was raised here in Hawaii in the sugarcane plantation. Below. They lived below their means. His family worked. They were very hard workers, but they just lived just comfortably. And I grew up in Maryland, in an upper middle class family, and I shopped at Macy's. I would not be caught at a Kmart or a Walmart. The people that I grew up with, everybody went to college. Everybody shopped at the same places. We went out to eat. Our value system was more monetary. It was based on status. My husband grew up and it wasn't status. It's based on survival. And so when we got married, we both want to continue who we are, and it doesn't work that way. And he says that he had to humble me, and he really did. I had to learn to do laundry, simple things, hang up my laundry because we don't use the dryer. Even to this day, we don't use our dryer. So I had to learn to live for years below our means because that's how he was raised. But because of that, because of our cultures being extremely different, besides he's growing up in Hawaii in a Filipino family, and I'm growing up in the mainland, more in a mixed culture, but more in the mainland type of family, it clashed. We clashed. We fought a lot. The way we fought was different. He would walk away, and I was more volatile, and my Korean temper would come out, and I would see red, and I wanted everything to be solved now. And he would walk away and try to stay away from arguments. So even that part of our relationship wasn't working. And because of that, I think it affects who you are. You go into relationships thinking that it's going to be all lovey-dovey, and you see past each other's faults at the beginning. But when you are married and going on through your day-to-day life, when you are in a crisis and you don't have faith, you don't have God to bring you together, there's not that one common denominator, then you're just setting yourself up for failure, and I think that's what we did. We tried, but we didn't have that relationship with God. We went to church, but there was not a personal relationship. We did not know him personally. We didn't read the Bible, do devotions. We didn't pray or talk to God. We said prayers in rote. We just said what we were taught to say, but it wasn't personal.
Lonnie, how did you feel?
Empty.
During that time?
I felt empty. I felt scared. It's a dark place to be.
What were you afraid of?
I was afraid of pulling our family apart, because family is very important. I was afraid of my children growing up and not knowing what a family should be like, not knowing how a man, a husband should be with his wife, how a wife should be toward their husband. There was no respect. And I was afraid of losing my family or my family losing a family.
That same fear is felt today by a mother, a wife, or a husband and father. As you speak, they know. It is a scary place to come to that point where you realize this could be it. And then you start sort of forecasting, looking ahead at what it would be like. Some have already are already there. They've crossed the line, so to speak. But the Lord came and He intervened. You know, after several years of your marriage, you shared that with us in the earlier part where Bruno is there opening his heart to the Lord, and then for you ending up there surrendering your heart to Christ. When we come back, share with us the difference Christ has made. I wanted to take some time to delve in a little deeper. Because when a couple comes to a point where things are very fragile, or even at the breaking point, there's a lot that goes on behind that. A clashing of values, two people coexisting with not much in common. Those things happen. But your life is different now. And I want to hear about it when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So you come to the Lord, and you and your spouse are growing in the Lord. You're Your faith is gaining strength. Things are getting more clear. Your family is growing. And then you're hit with news. You experience something that sets you back again. It could send you, actually, it could send you reeling. Reeling. What happens at that point? Well, that's part of the story of Lonnie Julian and her husband Bruno. Lonnie is here to share with us about what took place. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. You're in for a real special moment because these are the deep things of life that we're talking about. The real stuff. The stuff that's, you know, you take the lid off of a life that, you know, sometimes we do things where we want to make it look like everything's okay when deep down inside there's stuff that we don't want others to know. But that's what we all go through. So if you feel like that, my friend, you're not alone. I'm there with you and even our guests. Together we're here to remind you that there is always hope in Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com to find out more about our program, to get this podcast for free, that and other resources. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Lonnie, you and Bruno got back together, your marriage. What happened over the course of time that really set you back?
Bruno and I had decided to homeschool our children. So for about 9-10 years, I quit work, stayed home, and homeschooled our children through New Hope Homeschool Ministry. We were heavily involved in the church. Our children served on ministries, went to the small groups. And then 1 year, we just noticed a change in one of our sons, our middle son. And his attitude changed, his temper changed, his total character changed. He was the one that I thought would grow up to be a pastor or a doctor. And his whole life was becoming violent. And I thought that maybe he was bipolar. That's the only thing that I could think of, that he's bipolar, his moods are changing. And later, he ran away, and he was about 14, and he was gone for 11 days, and we couldn't find him. People from our church were looking. Everyone was praying over him. And later, he was found at church. He ran to the church, and he had been struggling with a lot. One of the things that he said he struggled with was drugs, and he was getting into ICE. So he was a very young age, was in doing marijuana. He was snorting cocaine. He was whatever you do with ice, smoking ice. And it threw me because I was home with him every single day. I homeschooled him. I didn't know when he could have even dabbled with any type of drugs. And he started becoming violent. And I finally had to, I had to have my own son arrested and put into juvenile jail, into a detention home. And I had the judge keep him there for the entire summer until we signed him up for Youth Challenge. And I felt that that was going to help him. I was introduced to Youth Challenge from a member at our church. And put my son through that, and he graduated from there, got his high school diploma, and then backslid. And he went, you know, you're only there for 5.5 months, and then you come back out to your friends. And my son struggled. He would always run to his friends at church for help. And I don't think he felt worthy. You go to church and you grow up with your friends in church, and you think you know everybody's their life, their background, and we don't know the pain that everyone is going through. And my son felt unworthy. Not even, he was comparing himself to his friends and not knowing the pain that they were going through, and that they still would accept him no matter how much he felt that he was slipping from the Lord. And finally I had the judge again put him into a drug rehab, and he went into a drug rehab here on the island, and they wouldn't let him bring his Bible. They said that God was a crutch, So my son lasted 6 months, which was good because he got clean, and then he ran away from there. He ran away twice and then put himself into a teen challenge, which is Assembly of God program for addicts. And he was in there for maybe another 6 months. So from the time he was 15 to the time he just turned 20, he has been struggling. And he's now out. He's working. I know he still has to face his demons, and his demons are there. But through this entire struggle that our family went through, you just think that it's happening to the person who's doing drugs. You listen to their testimony, but you forget about the family that's behind that and why that, what happens to the family while they're suffering with the addict. We hear success stories at church, testimonies, but we never hear about the family, what happened to them. And with our family, it really damaged our family. Satan attacked our family. He knew where to go, who to attack, and he attacked it through our children. And because children, my children are everything. We're supposed to protect them. My husband is the leader of the family. He's supposed to be a protector. I'm the mother. I'm supposed to be a protector. And we couldn't protect any of our children. And it tore apart two of my sons, the one who was using drug and his younger brother who idolized him. It tore them apart. There was a lot of damage that was done in their relationship. And although my younger son, he served in the church, he danced at the dance ministry, he struggled with his relationship with his brother. He struggled with wondering why his parents couldn't protect the family. Where was God? And through this entire struggle, though, we never once stopped going to church. We always leaned on God. We leaned on him to, we might not understand why he's having us go through this, but we know that there's always a plan, that he will use any situation for good. And we're just looking at our life at the bottom of the tapestry. We're looking at all the knots and all the crossovers. And when we do get to heaven and we can look at the beautiful picture that the Lord has made of our life, then we'll understand. So a lot of people ask, how did you get through this? How do you arrest your son? How do you live and still love your son and be happy and go to church? And it's God, it's Jesus. If I didn't have him, I don't know where I would be right now. I know where I'd be. I'd feel like I was in hell. I wouldn't have any hope. And that's what the Lord gives us, is hope. He gives our family hope. We know that no matter where we are, what struggles we have, that God will always be there for us. He'll carry us. He'll walk beside us. He'll lead us out of the challenges we have. But without those challenges, we would not know how much God has for us.
As you speak, sharing out of your heart and your experience, there very well may be that at this moment, a mother whose heart pants and resonates with yours because of decisions that she has had to make regarding her own son, or maybe a decision that needs to be made because of a child, son, daughter, might be a grandmother that is really struggling with something, or maybe even more broadly, a parent. So much in parenting we realize is out of our control. Part of the crux is that we think we are in control. Mm-hmm. And then things get, just blast wide open like this. And we realize how much we need the Lord. And you've relied on the Lord. Lonnie, can you you pray? Would you be willing to pray for a dear listener right now who is struggling? I think you have a grace on you to share the love of Christ and give them hope in the Lord. So would you lead in a prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, I ask that you just open the hearts to listeners, and if there's someone out there who is struggling, who's struggling with a loved one, a child, a spouse, a sister or a brother, a mother or a father, someone who is struggling with addiction, whether it's drugs, pornography, alcohol, gambling, struggling with feeling lost in a deep hole, I ask that you please put into their heart, let them know to just never grow weary, to keep believing with all their heart and know that there's hope, to know that you are there to guide them, to hold their hand. We are just, we're servants to the Lord, and you have given us these children, these brothers, these sisters, these mothers and wives. They're just borrowed, and we're here to uplift them and walk with them and fellowship with them, Lord. If there's someone out there struggling, please put your arms around them and let them know that you are there, that you believe, that you know that there is a place that they can go to, that they can turn to, that they can get on their knees and pray to you, and that you will lead someone into their life to help them find you, to walk, to find the way to walk with you and feel the comfort that your arms and that you just being will give them. Thank you for this opportunity to share, and I pray that whoever's out there listening knows that there's someone who cares. I ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lonnie, I believe the Lord will use you as he is using you, and as you've prayed, yes, the love of the Lord for a dear listener. You know, sometimes the Lord allows us to experience difficult moments so that we can share with others who may be lonely, and you have been very gracious in that. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back from our final segment, you know, the Lord can use people even out of brokenness to profoundly impact the next generation of families, of young people, the leaders that are burgeoning. Hey, a lot of them are in preschools today. And Lonnie Julian is a leader, director there at Mililani Presbyterian Church's preschool, training those burgeoning leaders. Oh, those tender minds and those soft hearts that need the guidance of the Lord. You need someone who's caring and gentle and wise. Someone who leads, like our dear sister Lonnie. When we come back, she'll share with us some insights about that. Yeah, early childhood development. When we come back, you don't want to miss this now. It's good stuff. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends,
Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, she's been through tough times, and she boasts that Christ has held her up through tough times and brought her joy with her family, and always provides the laughter of children to fill her days. Speaking of children, that's what she does with her days. Her name is Lonnie Julian. She's our guest in studio with us today. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. It's a blessing that you're with us. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Lonnie, you were there in Florida, and God spoke to you about a transition that was going to happen in your life. What took place?
I was, there was an opening at Milani Presbyterian Preschool. This is the second time that I had gone in and had an interview and was, they offered me the position. The first time I turned them down because I had just started with Partners in Development and was really enjoying the work there. The second time, I just told God, you know, you have to smack me in the head this time. Like, I'm making my own decisions. If this is where you want me to be, then you have to let me know that this is it. And I just felt like the Lord telling me, I've been telling you, this is the second chance I've told you, you need to go there. And it was a hard decision. I felt that the reason why it was hard is because I felt obligated to a position that I had. I was on a trip in Florida in a beautiful hotel in Orlando, paid by my partners in development. And here I was going to come back and tell them that I needed to leave and go to Milani Presbyterian Preschool. And when I got to work, it was all God, because my boss pulled me into his office and said, "Is something something wrong?" And I told him, "No, not really." And he said, "There's something different." And I said, "Well, I was offered the position again." He said, "You know what? God opens the door for a reason, and I truly believe that God wants you there because this is the second time." And he knew, and he was a Christian. And I left and came to Milani Presbyterian Preschool and have enjoyed every moment of it. It has been a struggle, but I love being around children every day and training teachers. And it's just being able to get paid for something that I'm very passionate about.
Where did this passion come from?
I think my entire life, I felt that that I was made to work with children, to be with children. I felt the Lord had always guided me. Even while I worked on airplanes, when I was in the Air Force, I was always the one who would watch everybody's children, whether we were at a football game or at a company picnic or squadron picnic, I always had the children around me. I always had a box of crayons and activities to do. So I've always had this passion to be around children. And then by accident, I was going from active duty, Air Force active duty, to the Air National Guard and needed a part-time job. And the child care on Hickam had an opening. And I thought, well, I'll just babysit. And I fell in love and stayed. And it's just something that I enjoy doing. I feel very passionate about how children should be raised and molded. And I feel that sometimes society lets the children down. And I want to bring character into the schools and to the children and help build them up. And that's on my wall in my office is Proverbs 22:6 that says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll never depart from it. And I see that every day and know that just training a child up, giving them the foundation that they need to be successful in life. And even if they do stray, if they backslide, if they walk away, that is their very foundation that they're made of, and they will come back to it. And this morning I heard on a talk show about that confirmed it, that Nietzsche and Darwin, both of them, in their latter years, went back to scripture, went back to how they were brought up. And so I know that no matter how much that you see a child struggle, as long as you give them that foundation, as long as you build up who they are, they will be successful and they'll always come back. And you've planted that seed. And I'm very fortunate that and blessed that I'm able to go out and train other early childhood educators. It's hard because society doesn't want you to put your faith in, but I believe that it's character and just building up character values in the children. So I'm fortunate to be working at Mililani Presbyterian because I can be a Christian. I can be very open with my faith and my expectations, and I'm not ridiculed for it or told that I have to leave it out or stop praying.
There's expansion going on there too at Mililani Yes. Presbyterian Church with the schools. What's happening with the classrooms?
We currently have one infant room, a toddler room, and two preschool rooms. And we will be opening up three more rooms and have a total of 8 rooms. And we're really excited about that because with the junior K age changing, or they're eliminating junior K in the state of Hawaii next year, to enter into kindergarten, you have to be 5 by July 31st, 2014. There's going to be about 5,000 children that will not have a place to go in the Department of Education, in DOE. So opening up 3 more classrooms will help our community with giving their children a place to go that is aligned with DOE.
Someone wants to find out more about the Mililani Presbyterian Church preschool program. How can they get in touch with you? What do they do?
They can go online. We have a Facebook account, a Facebook page. We also have a webpage at www.mililanipreschool.com. So you can visit us on that page. You can download forms. You can schedule a tour. You can give us a call at 623-6663. Schedule a tour to see our facility to see if it fits your child's needs.
Again, that's 808-623-6663. And the website, MililaniPreschool.com. MililaniPreschool.com. That's easy. That's an easy-to-remember web address to find out more about the opportunities there as they, in a very timely way, expand their capacity for the needs in the community. Could anything be better than that? You know, God's timing working in that way. And then you get to know her, Lonnie Julian. She's the director there at Mililani Presbyterian Church Preschool. Lonnie, a parting shot to someone who's faced the tough times in these, particularly in parenting, a word of hope in this last, we got a couple minutes, what would you say?
I would tell them to read Galatians 6:9, never grow weary in doing a good work, because you will reap if you just trust with all your heart. God is there for you. You just need to reach out, and sometimes you need to let go and let God. I think as moms, we tend to hold on and try to control. As adults, we try to control. But if you let go and let God, He will show you that He's not only good at the little things, He'll take care of the big things.
Hmm. And He's certainly done that in your life. And as much as the Lord is able to do that in the life of Lonnie Julian, the Lord is able to do that in your life as well. Lonnie, it's an honor to be here with you, to speak with someone with such passion for young people, and a passion that is rightly aligned with the giftings, as you have shared all your life. You're like the Pied Piper. The Keiki are always around you. There's a certain charisma that certain people have, and you've got it. Thank you for being with us
today. Thank you. And
for sharing. I hope you've been moved by the very transparent and gracious way in which Lonnie Julian has shared about her own life and now her ministry. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And my friend, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Please go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a gospel presentation just for you there on that website. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Be a partner with us. Proverbs 18:1-8 and 9 says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Lonnie Julian. Find out more at millilonniepreschool.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.